Your Royal Highness, distinguished guests, Premier Helen Ziller, Consul Generals from various consulates, members of faculty, students, members of the press, ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to the University of Cape Town on this special occasion, on the eve of the 2011 Climate Change Conference in Durban. It's an occasion to showcase the University of Cape Town's work around climate change and also to renew old friendships with the royal family. It was on April 22nd in 1947 when UCT awarded the Queen Mother an honorary LLD Doctor of Laws degree in this hall. The documented outpourings of warmth by South Africans in general during that royal visit and what was reported as the rapturous welcome that she received at UCT from students in particular are, judging by today's response, the response to your entrance, obviously the same sentiments that have carried through here today. Of course, our close connection with the royal family does not end there with the Queen Mother's honorary doctorate, but also extends to the Queen Mother's brother-in-law, Edward, then Prince of Wales, who became the first Chancellor of the University of Cape Town in 1918, but had to vacate the position in 1936 when he became King Edward VIII. UCT's pivotal work on the tip of Africa around climate change was most recently given a significant boost with the creation of a unique university position at the senior level, a Pro Vice Chancellor, with the sole purpose of marshalling the university's intellectual resources around the issue of climate change and development. Professor Mark New, sitting next to you, Your Royal Highness, was appointed as UCT's first Pro Vice Chancellor for Climate Change in July this year. A UCT alumnus, formerly based at Oxford University, Professor New has returned home to head the African Climate and Development Initiative, which seeks to raise the profile of climate change research in our faculties and departments and to maximize the impact of that research in the policy arenas in South Africa, the continent, in global fora such as COP17. And it is particularly apt that we highlight this initiative in the month in which COP17 is about to take place. For the voices of the Global South are often muted in international fora and policy debates, and often too dependent on research being done in the Global North, lacking the perspectives of developing countries. The ACDI, the African Climate and Development Initiative, is one attempt to address this, to pull together research being done across the continent, to translate that research into policy proposals with a deep understanding of the development challenges facing countries in Africa, and to empower our representatives negotiating the international conventions with science-based, locally relevant arguments. The ACDI is a multidisciplinary cross-university research, teaching, and outreach program. It also networks extensively with other similar research units across the continent. It seeks to address the big challenges that climate change presents for Africa. Firstly, how to achieve the continent's development imperative without becoming a big emitter of greenhouse gases? And secondly, how to adapt to climate change that is unavoidable? In many ways, South Africa is a testbed for the rest of Africa. We are responsible, unfortunately, for 1/4 of total greenhouse gas emissions from sub-Saharan Africa. So UCT's research on climate change in this country has great potential to inform and stimulate research in the rest of the continent. Some of the groundbreaking research our academics have undertaken includes designing a sophisticated general equilibrium climate model that can predict regional and local climate change, the design of long-term emissions reduction pathways for South Africa, identifying the effects of elevated carbon dioxide levels on species competition in African grasslands, understanding the underlying mechanisms and predictability of rainfall variations over the subcontinent, the socioeconomic effects of long-term effects of the reduction in the fishing industry, crafting environmental legislation, and what encourages and prevents business from moving towards sustainability with more energy and enthusiasm. Your Highness, if I may echo your own words, we need to do something to address the ongoing crises around climate change. We cannot afford to be complacent, and we need to address this burning issue for the sake of our children and grandchildren and all humankind. We have to do it for those that come after us, and Eusti joins you in agitating for change. The first place to start is to get our own house in order. UCT is a signatory to various international university sustainability initiatives, which commit us to reducing our own carbon footprint as an institution, to recycling, to improving the use and reuse of water, and many other interventions, and also to reporting our progress annually to the international university community. Some examples of these initiatives are: in 2007, a handful of students and staff started what is now called the Green Campus Initiative. This dynamic, action-based volunteer organization, now with more than 4,000 student members, decided to actively address these issues. Amongst others, for example, they started RideLink, which is an initiative intended to promote carpooling and public transport usage. A key component of this is a web-based campus carpooling system that matches interested students up with others who live in their areas. Last year, the university launched e-waste, a project to remove redundant and unneeded equipment that contains electronic components, the intention being to reduce the risks associated with hazardous materials that are part of those electronic components and to reduce the environmental impact of disposal and the reuse of raw materials. In our quest to further educate citizens and students, we have introduced a multidisciplinary coursework master's program in climate change and sustainable development. The program has been tailored to the needs of those wanting exposure to the wide range of issues presented by climate change, mitigation and adaptation, especially in Africa, and those who have ambitions to develop a career in this field. So finally, through the combination of publicising ACDI research, offering courses and demonstrating sustainable local practice, we want to ensure that every student passing through UCT's hallowed heritage halls should leave with an understanding of the sustainability challenges that face the world and their personal role in addressing those. We are also committed to educating the public, policymakers, students at schools, to better appreciate the links between the personal and local and global issues, such as development and climate change. This, we know, has been your goal for decades, and we applaud you for that. So on that note, I now call upon His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, to address us.